Hello and happy Wednesday, August 18th. Here are your latest music news stories brought to you by The Filter. Drake has revealed that he had COVID-19. In a reply to a fan account on Instagram that noticed the stressed look of the heart shaved into his hair, the 34-year-old rap star blamed the virus. "I had COVID. That shit grew in weird. I had to start again," he wrote. "It's coming back. Don't diss." Drake didn't provide any additional details about his COVID-19 experience, including when and where he tested positive, but it was likely in the summer. Ryan Fisher, who was shot in February while trying to protect Lady Gaga's dogs during a robbery, is appealing to the public for financial support. With no vehicle, no apartment, and having run out of savings and surviving on donations from generous loved ones, "I am humbly asking for your help," he wrote on a GoFundMe account. "This is not an easy thing to ask, but I've started to realize that sharing your vulnerability with others is exactly when radical change begins to occur for everyone involved." Fisher explained that he is 2 months into a journey across the U.S. after choosing to leave the security of the Hollywood Hills, where I fought for my life and mobility. He said he is seeking out retreats for trauma and queer spiritual leaders and healers. Since being shot while out with Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs, Gustav, Koji, and Miss Asia, Fisher said that he has been reclaiming his body and strengthening his emotion and mental health. He promised to share highlights from his journey in the form of writing, discussion, and quirky videos. Setting a goal of $40,000 US, Fisher said that the funds will be used to purchase a van and cover travel expenses. As of Wednesday morning, Fisher's campaign was just below the halfway mark. Among the donations was an anonymous contribution of $5,000. You may remember that shortly after Gustav and Koji were stolen, Gaga offered a $500,000 US reward for their return. She wrote on Instagram, "I continue to love you, Ryan Fisher. You risked your life to fight for our family. You're a forever hero." Jack Harlow took to Instagram this week to celebrate his sobriety. "Haven't had a sip of alcohol in 2021, the 23-year-old rapper wrote. "Going on the rest of the year without it. Maybe I'll never take another sip. Who knows?" Harlow admitted that alcohol was definitely his vice, but he learned this year that he doesn't need it. Quote, "I don't usually say a lot in my captions because it feels like anything worth telling y'all I should just put in my songs, but today felt like a good time for a life update." In March 2020, Harlow spoke about recording his EP Sweet Action while sober. "I've just tried a lot of the vices now, and I've realized that there are more cons than pros. Not even in like a smart, long-term fashion," he told DJ Booth. "Smoking weed makes me self-conscious, so there's no way that I can write anything confidently. Alcohol makes me bloated and tired, so I don't have the energy to work. And psychedelics makes me feel nervous and emotional, so I don't have a go-to. Adderall makes me delusional. Everything has a downside to it, and I realize that sobriety is my best bet." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.